Got it, Rex. Good yourself. Was it James? Yeah. Just quick update. So there's quite a few things on the car. Nothing crazy going on. Pretty much what you'd expect for, an older car. I was just saying there's nothing crazy going on. There's a lot of notes on the car, but nothing that's, super like hammered. The minimums I'd be doing would be full fluids, which I think you were speaking about anyway, but we haven't touched that yet because I just wanted to have a look at the car before we, committed to doing fluids. Rocker covers I'd be doing a new tires, strut tops, I need a couple of CV boots. Yeah, I think those ones are pretty old and dry, is what the guys are saying. Yeah. What seals is it, like a rocker cover gaskets, you mean? That's definitely the rocker cover. Yeah, so it'd need all the radiator, sorry, all the water hoses replaced, so literally every single one of them is leaking or dry and brittle and just shit. I'd be doing a radiator as well. Like there's a fair bit on here. How do you have like a time frame for this car, or what was the whole plan with this? Yeah. Yeah, the only problem I've got is time frames for us is pretty bad. Could we do maybe just the fluids for now and maybe the rocker cover just to stop it from smoking? Get you to pick it up and then rebook to do the rest of the work because there's a fair bit there. It'll be okay to drive, but the problem is you need a roadworthy. So to get a roadworthy, you need a fair bit more. Yeah. And then the front mount's not really roadworthy either. That's the other issue you've got. They're not supposed to have a front mount. your No, the whole front mount intercooler system is not meant to be on a Subaru at all. Yeah. So you got that, then you got your intake, which doesn't work with the front mount if you were to put an airbox in there, which I'd have to have a chat to Al about. He does all the roadies here, so we'd have to work out what we can sort of do to get it through a roadie. But I can do the minimums for you, so that way at least the car's sort of refreshed and, running and all that sort of thing. And then we can book it in, or just, in a couple of weeks' time to do the rest of the work. No, so there's a whole bunch of little things, and all those little things are, they're gonna add up. But there's nothing that's like, oh, this is fucked. You have to absolutely do that. Other than the rocker cover, which is, pissing out and making smoky mess. We can do all the fluids, except for coolant. I wouldn't do coolant for now because you need the rest of the, coolant hoses. That's a bit of a waste of money. So we'd leave the coolant in there, just make sure it's actually got coolant, it's not just, rusty water. And then we can do the rest of the fluid. So brake fluid, diff oil, gear oil, engine oil, we can probably do clutch fluid as well, all that sort of stuff. Just get the rest of the car refreshed. I would probably put a fuel filter on that as well. So the tank's not rusty. We've already popped the sender out, so I have a look in there. It actually looks pretty good in there. The rest of it we can rebook for because it's just a whole bunch of like little bullshit, little bits and pieces. Nah, not really. It's not bad. Like, I haven't driven the car. Obviously, like, there's a few too many things for me to go around a block and be like, all right, I'm just gonna take it for a squeeze. Like, there's no point in me doing that. But yeah, it's actually not that bad. It just needs a bit of a refresh. Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, right. I'll have a chat with Al because he's trying to get rid of the cars. We've got a ridiculous amount of cars here, so the room is the issue for us. I'll have a chat with him. I'll see what other cars we can get rid of, and we'll see if we can leave this here and just do the work. I'll try working something out for her, but I'm not 100% on that. Yeah, we do all that stuff here. Probably, I reckon. Just make it punchy. Yeah. Actually, I think you were speaking to Alec off memory. Yeah. Do you know what ECU is in that? Stock? We can't tune the stock ECUs on those. That's the only issue we've got. I'd probably just do an ECU and a decent tune. Do you know what turbo that is? Just a stock one. That's right. Yeah, I can have a look. You can put a bigger turbo on there, like a VF50, sorry, a VF34 STI turbo. But then you'll sort of. Yes, but for that turbo, no. Yeah. So if that's a stock turbo on there, it's a TDO4. You can grab another TDO4 and it'll make the exact same power. They're just tiny. Like you. Yeah, the VF34, which is the STI turbo from like a 04 STI. So they're good for about 200 kilowatts. We wouldn't go that hard. We'd probably go 180 to 190 on that. Even probably maybe a little less. I wouldn't be doing injectors because that's a big hole. So the side feed injectors is the problem on these things. So you'd need to move to top feeds. But to do top feed injectors, you need rails, fuel lines. Like it ends up being like a 4 or 5K process just to put some injectors in the car. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the injectors will be the only limit on that. So I'd have to have a chat with Warwick, so he's our tuner, to see how far he can take these things happily without, pushing everything to the absolute limit. But the injectors will be the limit, and then obviously moving the injectors to bigger ones like we were speaking about, it's just an expensive process, which, it's a bit pointless if you're not going to push the car harder than that again. Yeah. $500,000 will be to do all the fluids and then plus the rock cover on top of that. Yeah, so if we did the one side rock cover, you need both sides done, but just to stop the smoke, we can do just the right hand for you. Just, to get this, stop the smell, it's just horrible. We can. It's the same tools, so it makes it a little bit easier. So to do pair, to do the pair rock covers is around 900. Plus the 500 to 1,000 for the service. So yeah, about 2K, yeah. To do all the work, there's gonna be a lot more than that. Like, there's a fair bit. We use a Link ECU here. So we use a Link. They're 2200 off the top of my head. And then the tune for the Link is 1199. Turbo, if you did a VF34, they're 1950 plus about $500 to fit. Radiator hoses. Yeah. It's going to start pushing closer to 10K all up if you wanted to do everything. Do you have any sort of budget in mind for this car or? Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's pretty typical. Yep, but they're fun. Yeah. Okay. No, that's pointless. No, if you, we wouldn't even tell you to put a dog box in there. That's just a waste. They're actually not much stronger than a stock 5-speed. What's in, is that a 5-speed or a 6-speed in there? Yeah, let me just go over there, Kyle. I'll tell you now. I actually haven't even looked at the gearbox. I know that. Yeah, also, yeah, so that might be like an 06 gearbox, which the might have been saying it here is the same strength as the 5-speed STI gearboxes, because I do have the slightly bigger gears in them, but they're still if it's a 06, yeah, if it's a late model 06 gearbox, yes, otherwise if it's just a random 5-speed, then not really, but even the 06 gearboxes, they're not that strong. So any 5-speed is just not going to be as strong as a 6-speed. As long as you're not absolutely punishing the shit out of it, yeah. Yeah, you can get unlucky and it'll just let go. But generally, we've had 5-speed at like 200, 220, 230, and they've been okay. But it's still a 5-speed, so you don't know when it's going to sort of break. Nah, fair enough. Nah, all good, all good. Yeah. If you were to leave it here and you're talking about, like we were just talking about then, like that 10K-ish budget, would you want us to do all the work while it's here? The ECU, turbo, all that sort of thing? Okay. I can give you a pretty ballpark number within, you know, a couple hundred bucks. I can't give you the exact number, but I can give you something pretty close. Yeah, 100%. All right, leave it with me. I'll have a chat with Al and Warwick, and we'll work out what we can do and whether we can actually just do it while you leave it here. I'll give you a call back maybe tonight or tomorrow morning. Oh, too easy. Oh, good. Thanks. See ya.